Welcome now to the Midday for Thursday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and of course, at this time of year in particular, in the fall, music is in the air all around Wisconsin and surrounding places too, including Dubuque, where the Dubuque Symphony is going to be performing a week from Saturday and Sunday, Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. That's the 12th, and then Saturday evening at 7:30 in Five Flags Theater in Dubuque. And the program will include the Hurlburg Suite of Grieg, which is a tribute to the 17th century musical sound, Pulcinella, which is the work of Stravinsky, but also kind of retro in some ways, the famous Adagio for Strings of Samuel Barber. And there's also a world premiere and Copland's Clarinet Concerto. The latter, actually both, but the latter more prominently, will feature my guest, Corey Mackey, clarinetist, come over from the Dubuque-Platteville area to share some insights and a little bit of live music, too. Welcome to the Midday.
Well, thank you so much.
And so, let's talk about briefly about this world premiere, lest we forget. This is a work in which you will be playing, but as a member of the orchestra, or do you have a slightly more prominent role as clarinetist in that piece?
Oh, not for this piece. I'm just a member of the orchestra for the world premiere.
Well, that's, you know, exciting in its own right.
Yeah, it's very Philip Glass-inspired, minimalist sort of a piece.
By Rocky Reuter?
Yeah, Rocky is he's actually a graduate of UW-Platteville, actually here in Wisconsin, and he's gone on to be an internationally known composer, but he's coming back, and he wrote this piece for the symphony, and he's actually making an appearance at UW-Platteville as well, doing a series of master classes and guest lectures.
Nice to have all those things connect up.
Yeah.
But to, as far as I guess you could say, as far as you're concerned, the main course of this musical banquet, the Copland Clarinet Concerto, the one and only Copland Clarinet Concerto.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to performing it. I was able to perform Mozart's concerto with the symphony in 2013, and our conductor, William and Trailgater, asked if I'd be interested in playing again, and Copland's always been one of my favorite composers in terms of American composers, and his clarinet concerto is one of the greats in our repertoire, so I said I would love to play it with the symphony. The piano reduction is not great, so you never get the full Copland flavor.
I would think that's true. I caught just a bit of it on the radio. I think Bill McLaughlin maybe was playing it on Exploring Music, or part of it, the other night when I was in transit somewhere, and I heard it, and I thought, well, let's see if I can figure out what this is. Boy, that sure sounds like Copland.
Right.
And indeed it does. It has those complicated rhythms of his, for one thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does it make your job a little tougher?
Not too bad. My favorite thing about Copland is his influences that came into it. He wrote it for Benny Goodman, so a lot of people say there's jazzy influences, which there are some jazz elements, but he was also living in South America during the time. So we have some South American pop music in there. You got some Charleston rhythms, so dance rhythms from all over the world for sure. But, you know, it was written for Benny Goodman, so the cadenza showcases a little some jazzier ideas and some of the rhythms towards the end of the second movement as well.
Is that the highlight for you, the cadenza?
It's fun. It's a fun piece. Most cadenzas are at the end of the first or the third movement, and this is actually fairly non-traditional in terms of concertos. You know, it's not a three-movement concerto. It's two movements, and the first movement being, you know, very slow and beautiful, then a fairly lengthy cadenza, all written out. He wrote out the entire cadenza, and then a very quick, fast second movement.
Well, you brought your instrument, right?
I did.
And so you're going to actually give us a little bit of a demo here of this cadenza. Are you going to play it straight through? Are you going to break it up and do a little play-by-play? Or what's your pleasure?
I think what I'll do is I'll play it through. Then the interesting thing about most cadenzas when we think about a cadenza is they talk about, or they the music that's played is, you know, referencing previously heard material.
Right.
But because of the location of this cadenza, it actually foreshadows the themes to come.
Oh, that's
so perfect. Within this cadenza, for anybody out there that's a fan of Bernstein, you do hear some Bernstein influence. They were pretty good friends during this time.
To a point, yeah. There's a story about Bernstein accusing Copland of borrowing from him and the Copland in question been written before the Bernstein in question. Did the same thing with Morton Gould, too. But anyway, yeah, so maybe it'll sound like Bernstein for one reason or another.
Right, right, right. So we hear elements of the second movement come through. The beginning sort of dissolves the first movement themes, and then we get to hear a little flavor of what's to come.
All right, so various dance rhythms and various influences in this cadenza from the Copland Clarinet Concerto. Corey Mackey, the performer in our studio. There you have it. That's the cadenza from Copland's Clarinet Concerto. Comes between the first and the second of the two movements. Corey Mackey played it live in our studio. And so Benny Goodman did record that concerto at least once, didn't he?
He did. He did. He paid $2,000 American for it.
And such a deal.
I know. Back then, that was a decent amount of money. We actually have a lot of decent music that Benny Goodman. He was one of the first clarinets to make real money. So we have a lot of great music because of his successes. But yeah, $2,000. He wrote it and originally gave it to Benny Goodman. He didn't really collaborate with Benny on the piece.
Which is often the case, but not for this one, huh?
Yeah, not for this one. He you know, listened to his recordings and he wrote the piece, gave it to him, and Benny Goodman looked at this and he's like, this is very hard. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
He's like, this is really awkward. It's very high. It's super high. And he's like, could we maybe write this? He's like, what? He's like, I've heard your recordings. You know, you've been able to play this. He's like, yeah, but those are recordings. He's like, I'm going to do this live. This is really tricky. And I have the original that, you know, that Copland wrote. It's mean. It's a mean little part. So
so he did.
I judge Benny not. I judge him not.
So he streamlined a little bit.
Yeah. So he rewrote the last movement. And I would say 95% of clarinetists play this version that Copland revised towards the end of the second movement. A couple higher notes here and there. But for the most part, it makes the second movement a lot more interplay between the clarinet and the strings, for sure.
So maybe overall more musical in the rewrite anyway.
Yeah, significantly easier, I'll tell you that.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. That's a common story, too. I mean, the Barber Violin Concerto, the Barber Piano Concerto, same kind of thing.
You know? Yeah.
It's unplayable.
Yeah.
And fix it. For my 2000, I would like something I can play. That's reasonable. And so before you depart, what other performances you have upcoming other than this with the Dubuque Symphony?
I'm in a trio, Driftless Winds. We just got done with a tour playing at a handful of universities in the Midwest. This Sunday, I'm playing a clarinet marimba recital in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
How often does that happen?
I'm in the middle of a CD project for music that has been written for us or pieces that have yet to be, little gems that have yet to be recorded. We're recording in June 2018, and we have our first of many performances, the first one being this Sunday at Richland Center. They have a music festival there, and we're going to take this on tour in the spring, playing a lot of these works, and then we record in June.
Wow, okay. Yeah. Never a dull moment for a...
Never a dull moment.
For a clarinetist. Well, thanks for coming over this way.
Thank you so much for having me.
To be on the midday, and you'll have to come over and play some more sometime.
Will do.
Corey Mackey, pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you for having me.